The government has put a number of systems in place to ensure that all children feel safe and secure. When children's rights are violated, a response is triggered from a number of key agencies, which help ensure these children receive justice and are protected. The Child Protection and Family Services Agency, CPFSA, is among these key agencies. Today, we'll zoom in on the work of the CPFSA's Investigations Unit. I'm Andre Palmer. Stay tuned.
We have a mandate to investigate all reported cases of child abuse, and we have to do this within a particular time frame. So in order to meet that mandate, the investigation unit was formed so that we will be able to do so.
Investigations Manager CPFSA, Stacey Ann Hewitt-Lindsay. The unit began operations in 2008 with 5 investigators. That number has since grown to 35. Investigators handle cases in broad categories, such as all types of sexual abuse, physical abuse, negligence, behavioral problems, and anything related to the welfare of children.
I'd like to underscore that from time to time, different parishes become the hotspot. But for the past 3 months or so, I noticed that Kingston and St. Andrews, they get the highest numbers of sexual abuse cases. In Clarendon, for instance, now, we're looking at a lot of cases linked to negligence. And when we get to the core issues, we're looking at things having to do with the financial situations of families. And then behavioral issues now, straight across the board, it accounts for 1/3 of the cases that we receive.
Reports of abuse are received from various sources, including the CPFSA-managed National Children's Registry, previously known as the Office of the Children's Registry.
All right, so we get most of our cases from the National Children's Registry, but we also get our reports from members of the public, telephone calls, our Facebook pages, and also from the news. When we get it from the registry, it comes via email. By email, when we get it, we assign it immediately to the officer, so it is assigned within the 24 hours.
On average, the registry received just over 1,200 reports per month. A risk assessment is done to determine the cases with the most urgent need. After the risk assessment, the information gathering process begins.
We're getting information from homes, from schools, from communities, churches, just about anywhere where information can be had, from medical professionals, from the police, and so on. After the information gathering, they do a risk assessment to determine the best course of action. Safeguarding the child is the first thing that we do, and it may be a removal or some other intervention that would secure the child's safety. Apart from that, we make the necessary referrals within our organization or externally to provide the family with the support that they need to deal with the problems that we have received with regards to the child.
Investigations must be thorough, and the process takes time. This sometimes gives the impression that the matter is not being treated with urgency, especially if children are not immediately removed.
I just want to underscore that something being done is not just about removing the children. We give the family the support within the family system to equip them to better care for the children and their needs. So it's not always removal. As a matter of fact, we try to keep it less about removal and more about support.
The CPFSA is reminding parents and guardians that they too have a key role to play in safeguarding children.
Even without all the resources that they would like, they are in a position to positively influence their children, to make a positive contribution to the society and to impact communities as a whole. I want parents to understand that they are the most important figure in their child's life, and they should be empowered as parents to perform their role in such a way that the children can, you know, grow to be positive citizens in our community.
Investigations Manager CPFSA, Stacey Ann Hewitt-Lindsay. The Child Protection and Family Services Agency. One agency, one mandate. Protecting children, empowering families, securing Jamaica's future. Every child deserves protection. Play your part. Report all cases of child abuse, neglect or abandonment. Call 1-888-PROTECT. That's 1-888-776-8328.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.